Let's begin. Place both feet flat on the floor. Hands placed flat in your lap. Allow your body to relax gently into the seat while still holding your spine straight. And when you are ready, you can close your eyes. Let's take three cleansing breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth, feeling the breath fully and deeply, making sure to breathe into your chest and belly, your ribs, your back, feeling the air as it touches your nose, fills your lungs like balloons in a three-dimensional breath. Good. Now you can return to your regular breathing in and out through the nose. Let's journey back in time, back to the days when the Vikings walked these very lands. Imagine the bustling settlement of Waterford, the air alive with the sounds of hammers striking metal and the chatter of voices in a tongue unfamiliar yet powerful. Hear the faint lapping of water against wooden hulls as longships are moored along the quay. The tang of salt from the shore river fills your nostrils, mingled with the earthy scent of fresh cut timber and the faint smokiness of cooking fires. Picture yourself standing in a clearing, the landscape around you dotted with small wooden structures and thatched roofs. The ground beneath your feet is soft with mud from recent rains, and you can feel its cool, damp texture through your shoes. Around you, greenery stretches far and wide. Wild grasses and shrubs swaying gently in the wind, a backdrop to the thriving Viking settlement. The sky is a mix of grey and blue, the clouds low and heavy, as though holding the weight of ancient secrets. The wind brushes against your skin, carrying with it the sounds of a distant, horn-long, deep and resonant calling warriors home. Close your eyes and feel the strength of the Viking spirit, their connection to the land and water, to each other, and to the cycles of nature. You hear the rhythmic creak of a longship's oars cutting through the water, each stroke perfectly in time. Imagine the Viking crew, strong, purposeful, their hands calloused from years of rowing and wielding tools. Feel their determination, their resilience. Let their energy infuse you, grounding you firmly in this moment while awakening your own sense of strength and adventure. As you walk through the settlement in your mind, notice the small details. The warmth of a forge, the sparks flying as a blacksmith shapes metal, the scent of baked bread wafting from an open fire, children laughing as they play nearby, their joy and lightness a contrast to the seriousness of the adults preparing for the next voyage. Now turn your focus on the Shure River itself, its surface shimmering with ripples from the gentle breeze. The water is life, providing food, transport, and connection. Watch as a longship sets out, its dragon-headed prow cutting through the water like a blade. Feel the energy of departure, the sense of leaving behind the known to explore the unknown. Let that sense of possibility fill you, reminding you of your own capacity for courage and exploration. Finally, allow yourself to simply be here, in this moment, standing between the past and present. Feel the energy of this land beneath you, the echoes of Viking footsteps still alive in its soil. Breathe deeply, grounding yourself in the knowledge that you too are a part of this history, connected by time and place to those who came before. Take a moment to honour their spirit and yours before we prepare to return. Let's take three more deep breaths. In through the nose and out through the mouth. Feeling the breath fully and deeply, making sure to breathe into your chest and belly, your ribs, your back. Still keeping these words in our heads, we can begin to come back to the space. Bring your awareness back to your body, feeling the seat of the chair, noticing the temperature of the air on our skin, hearing any sounds. And while keeping these visuals in your head, both feet flat on the floor, hands in your lap. Give your toes and fingers a wiggle, feeling your mind come back fully to your body as you do. And when you are ready, you can open your eyes.